Being prepared is all about having the right tools. The OnX off-road map and navigation app is the best fully functional GPS when you're out of service. Offline maps allow you to access all interactive land and trail data and custom map markups when you're out of service. Your phone's internal GPS gives you full navigation capabilities offline, so you'll always know where you are and how to get home safely. Go to onxmaps.com and use code MeatEater to get 20% off your membership today. Many of you know Axis deer is considered to be the best tasting venison on the planet. I've been hearing that for years. And that those deer cause some ecological harm. Well, Maui Nui Venison is bringing those Axis deer to the market, so you can get some fresh cuts and sticks shipped to your door. Visit MauiNuiVenison.com. That's M-A-U-I-N-U-I Venison.com. Use promo code MeatEater for 20% off your order.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Are your wiper blades chattering, skipping, or squeaking? Don't let streaks or smearing on your windshield compromise your visibility. When it's time to replace your wiper blades, stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts and see our selection. Our professional parts people will even install your new wiper blades while you wait. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Podcast.
Welcome to Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins. I'm your host, Spencer Newarth, and today we're joined by Giannis Patelis, Ryan Callahan, Brody Henderson, Corey Calkins, Tressa Croker, Logan Dove, and Sean Weaver. Now, Tressa, this is your first time on the podcast, so tell folks what you do here at Meat Eater.
I wear many hats across our digital product, aka the website and platforms, so I guess my favorite part that I do is anything dev-related, so coding promo pages or just anything development-related.
And you left out that you're one of our fishiest people in the office, so much so that your dog's name is Tippett.
It is.
Do you also drive the pickup in the parking lot that says 5X on the license plate?
I do, yes.
Man.
Anything related to fishing.
You been on any adventures lately?
I just got back from a five-day trip in Montana and Idaho, where we basically just chased trichos around both states, and it was a lot harder than I thought it was going to be. I netted a few and lost a few.
Anybody else in this room got experience chasing those?
Do you know what a trico is, Spencer?
No. Take a guess.
Ooh, we should use that for a trivia question.
That's a good question.
What is it?
Trico is a very small aquatic insect. Is it a mayfly?
Yeah.
Mayfly.
Mm-hmm. Teeny, weeny, black mayfly.
So you got to catch fish on like size 22, 24 hooks.
Oh.
Yep.
That was your first time doing it?
I did it once last year, but this is my first time dedicating more than one day to it.
Did you break down and just put a giant hopper on at some point?
Hoppers in the afternoon for sure. So I woke up for sunrise and did
trichos.
Or just rip
that purple haze out there.
Yeah.
Now, if you're not familiar, this is a 10-round quiz show with questions from Meat Eater's four verticals, which are hunting, fishing, conservation, and cooking. And there's a prize. Meat Eater will donate $500 to the conservation organization of the winner's choosing. And each week here on Meat Eater Trivia, we reveal a new stat. This week, we're looking at player performance in the conservation category, which is our biggest and broadest topic. Brody is our best performer there, getting 58% of conservation questions correct. That's followed by Steve with 56%, Cal with 55%, and Giannis with 54%. They are the only players that get over half of their conservation questions right, and amazingly, they're all within 4 percentage points of each other.
It's kind of like we hang out together.
And this is a big sample size. This is like over 100 questions that have gone into this. So
I think Cal would like to see that percentage a lot higher than it is.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't think anybody here is done growing.
That's right.
Now, in a previous game of trivia, I brought up how I'm uninspired by the progress of Crazy Horse, a mountain monument under construction in the Black Hills National Forest. Steve and Brody were dismissive of me being dismissive, so I wanted to use this chance to give everyone a Crazy Horse update. The Crazy Horse Memorial has been in progress since 1948, even though the man who designed it estimated it would be done in 30 years. For comparison, Mount Rushmore, which sits 17 miles away, took 14 years to create from start to finish. So, what's taking so long? Well, unlike Mount Rushmore, Crazy Horse is on private land and uses private funding, and they'd like to keep it that way despite multiple offers from the government to help. And here's why I'm a skeptic of the whole project. Crazy Horse was originally meant to be a dedication to Native American tribes and honor the hardships they've endured. But as Business Insider reported in 2018, the family who owns it makes nearly $13 million a year off of tourists, with little progress actually being made on the mountain. Jim Bradford, a Native American state senator, told the publication, quote, "All of a sudden, one non-Indian family has become millionaires off our people." So, if Crazy Horse is ever completed and really becomes the world's second tallest statue, I'll give it the credit it deserves. But until then, consider me a Crazy Horse cynic. So there you go. Bro, do you feel any different about Crazy Horse now?
Not really. Still think it looks cool.
It does look cool. I'll give you that.
Like, it's something I'd like my kids to see.
Yeah, maybe their grandchildren will see it.
Then you can tell them the whole story about capitalism.
Yeah. Sure. Or I could tell them the story about Crazy Horse.
There you go.
I think you should tell them both.
How far away from completion are they?
Oh, not even close. They have his face done. And when it's done, I think it'll be, they said, the second tallest statue in the world, only beat by one in India, I believe. Right now, they just have his face. I think they hope in the next 15 years to have, like, his hair done and maybe his arm that's pointing. But I don't know about
that. Wait, so a privately funded project is taking longer than the government-funded project?
It is. I'm not saying this is a situation where, like, hey, we're the government, we're here to help. But I imagine this would be a different conversation if this wasn't a family who was, like, kind of raking it in and not really going anywhere.
$13 million bucks a year. I'm sure they're like, yep, sticks and stones, sticks and stones.
Now, the Shelby Index for this round is 3, so our winner should get about 6 right. It is a difficult batch of questions. And with that, we're on to Meat Eater Trivia. Play the drop, Phil.
Look, I need to know what I stand to win.
Everything.
How's that?
You stand to win everything.
Suckers.
Question 1. The topic is hunting.
Hey, real quick. Sorry to interrupt.
What's up? It's okay.
Do you think we could have that cute little girl also record her saying, or Phil could record her saying, "Suck it, Brody."
At some point, she's probably come close to saying that before.
Right?
Yeah, probably
she
don't
probably
even need
hears it 7 or 8 times a day, though.
Yeah, just keep a microphone around her long enough. It'll happen. Question 1, the topic is hunting, and as always, this will be multiple choice. Who said this quote? If some animals are good at hunting, and other animals are suitable for hunting, then the gods must clearly smile on hunting. Is it Stephen Hawking, Fred Bear, Aristotle, or Ted Nugent? Here's the quote again. If some animals are good at hunting, and other animals are suitable for hunting, then the gods must clearly smile on hunting. Is it Stephen Hawking, Fred Bear, Aristotle, or Ted Nugent? Yanni, you got a grin on your face. What's going on over there?
I have no clue what the answer
is. Okay. If some animals are good at hunting and other animals are suitable for hunting, then the gods must clearly smile on hunting. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Fred Bear, Logan saying Ted Nugent, Brody saying Nugent, Sean saying Aristotle, Cal saying Aristotle, Giannis saying the Nuge, and Tressa saying Ted Nugent. The correct answer is Aristotle.
Damn it.
Oh, nice.
Good job, boys.
The gods part threw me off. I was like,
yeah,
might be a Nuge. Yeah. Well, he seems kind of religious. I don't know. I don't really know him.
Spiritual. He's way into God.
I think it'd be singular, not plural. Capital G. Right.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Although Aristotle is most famous for his work in philosophy, he was also considered one of the fathers of biology and zoology. His greatest contribution to conservation was being the first person to attempt to classify animals into groups according to behavior and physiologies.
Son bitch. We've come back from Mortis Giannis.
Aristotle supports hunting. That's good enough for me.
Mm-hmm.
Question two. My topic is cooking. What state produces 90% of America's farmed and wild-caught crayfish? What state produces 90% of America's farmed and wild-caught crayfish? Cal, what gave it away to you on that last one that it was Aristotle?
Just the structure of the quote.
Mm. Felt old.
Not necessarily old, I guess, but it just seemed familiar in that way, I guess. I categorized it and placed it into a group.
It wasn't the Stephen Hawking group.
And it was not the Stephen Hawking group.
Does everybody have an answer for which state produces 90% of America's farmed and wild-caught crayfish? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Louisiana, Logan saying Alabama, Brody not showing me his answer. Says Louisiana. Sean saying Louisiana, 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 Louisiana. They got it. The correct answer is Louisiana. Crayfish are also commercially harvested in Texas, Arkansas, Mississippi, Alabama, and the Carolinas, but none of them hold a candle to Louisiana. It's estimated that the crayfish industry in the Bayou State employs about 7,000 people and injects $300 million into the state's economy.
7,000?
7,000 people.
That's a lot.
That's where it's all coming from. That's
a lot of people.
Question three, the topic is conservation. This is our listener question of the week, which was won by Brad Rice. For sending this great question, Brad is going to get a Cal's Week in Review hat signed by Cal. If you want a chance to win our listener question of the week, then send your question to trivia@themeateater.com. America's 33rd president, who was in office from 1945 to 1953, is credited for creating the Bureau of Land Management. Who was that president? America's 33rd president, who was in office from 1945 to 1953, is credited for creating the Bureau of Land Management. Who was that president?
I really like these pens, by the way.
Yeah? Mm. New and improved pens. This is a conservation question.
He was a two-termer.
And the listener is getting a Cal's Week in Review signed hat. Cal, do you know this one?
It's super easy as long as you memorize all of our presidents and know where they rank.
Yeah?
You know.
Does everybody have an answer?
No. Do you have one yet, Logan?
I wrote one down, but I'm very not confident on my
response.
I'm
having even a hard time just coming up with it, something to write down.
I put down the only president I could think of that had anything to do with conservation, so hopefully it's that.
Heavy hint there by Logan. Yanni, you got an
answer
now?
I'm good.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Eisenhower, Logan saying Roosevelt, Brody saying Hoover, Sean saying Truman, Cal saying Truman, Giannis saying Garfield, and Tressa saying Bush. The correct answer is Truman. Well done, Cal and Sean. It was a tough one.
Thanks for the dates.
Truman administration created the Bureau of Land Management in 1946 while going through an agency reorganization. He combined the General Land Office and U.S. Grazing Service to make what we now know as the BLM. How confident were you on that one, Sean and Cal? Did you like know it?
100%.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Because you knew the 33rd president?
Or no,
you knew
the dates.
The dates.
Yeah. Good on you.
Or the years, rather. Yeah.
Question four, the topic is biology. What Southeast Asia country is home to the Komodo dragon? What Southeast Asia country is home to the Komodo dragon? Quick answers again from Sean and Cal. You boys know this one?
Yeah,
I'm sticking with my answer. I'm second-guessing myself, but...
Turns out there's a lot of Southeast Asian countries.
Mm-hmm. Oh, punch.
I can't phone a friend or anything?
No.
Okay. Ooh, no. Now I'm...
Keep that computer closed.
Now I'm totally second-guessing myself.
What Southeast Asia country is home to Komodo dragons? Does everybody have an answer?
I do.
Tressa, are you going to create one?
I don't know.
Just take a guess.
Yeah, just list any...
Any Asian country you can think of.
Yeah.
I believe Mongolia is a Asian country. So.
Yes, so is Russia. Don't choose either of
go
those.
Go ahead. Try. Give it a shot. Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Philippines, Logan saying Thailand, Brody saying Philippines, Sean saying Indonesia, Cal saying Japan, Giannis saying Japan, and Tressa saying Mongolia. We do have a correct answer in the room. It's Indonesia.
Oh, damn it.
Well done, Sean.
Good job, okay. Sean.
Biologists used to think that Komodo dragons are a modern species that evolved from monitor lizards so that they could eat pygmy elephants. But more recent fossil discoveries indicate that Komodos have actually been around for about 4 million years and that they did a lot of island hopping between Australia and Asia. Today, they're only found in Indonesia, where it's speculated that they arrived about 900,000 years ago.
Cool.
Question 5. The topic is woodsmanship. This next great question comes to us via Josh Ringsmooth. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What is the phenomenon related to hypothermia victims in which bodies are found either partially or completely undressed?
Oh. Can you repeat that question?
What is the phenomenon related to hypothermia victims in which bodies are found either partially or completely undressed? This is question 5, so we'll get a scoreboard update from Phil after this.
I have a hard time understanding the question.
What is the phenomenon related to hypothermia victims in which bodies are found either partially or completely undressed? Brody, you know this one?
I do, but it's not coming to me.
Can we explain the phenomenon, or you need to know the name of the...
It's got a name.
It's got a name.
It's got a name. Does anybody know this?
Brody's breaking down.
Oh, no. The homunculus is working hard for Brody. I've never seen him this stressed. Hat pulled down, slumped over in his chair.
He's taking all his clothes off.
It's a bit. Steve has talked about this many times before. It's in our wilderness skills and survival.
Oh, world. No.
yeah, so it's like very embarrassing that I can't think of it.
I mean, very familiar, but I had no idea that that
it's got a name.
Has a name.
Yeah. Does everybody have an answer? Who's going to come up with one? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying tripping, Logan without an answer, Brody, Sean without an answer, Cal saying hysteria, Giannis saying hyper hot, Tressa without an answer. Nobody got it. The correct answer is paradoxical undressing.
That's
oh,
it.
Get out.
Oh,
never
would have
got that.
Yeah,
I would have
never guessed that.
This happens when people with prolonged exposure to freezing conditions start to hallucinate. Rather than feeling extremely cold, they start to feel warm and take off their clothes.
They actually feel hyper hot, Spencer.
Studies have shown that between 20 and 50% of hypothermia cases have paradoxical undressing.
That's just something that people came up with because they were forced to be in a room for too long together. Like, well, we gotta name it.
That's right. That's a good name. I like that name.
Yeah, I think Corey's answer was actually probably the closest. Is tripping.
Judges?
Doesn't count. Phil, give us a scoreboard update. We are halfway through the game of trivia.
Sure thing. Logan Dove has yet to get himself on the board. That's fine, though. He's got a great spirit. We've got Brody, Corey, Giannis, and Tressa all with 1 point apiece. Ryan Callahan has 3 points, and Sean Weaver is in first place with 4 points.
Wow. Separating yourself from the room here.
Man, another blowout. Halftime blowout.
I'm not confident, though.
Spring is a great time to do something with your family. Do some spring cleaning, which I kind of started today outside, planning outdoor activities, which I'm always doing, taking a little trip to Hawaii with your kids for spring break, which I just did, which was great. You know what else you can do for your family this spring? You can shop for life insurance with Policy Genius. Make that part of your financial planning for the year. I've said it before 1,000 times, I'll say it again. When my wife and I, when we started having kids, we got serious about life insurance, and man, I felt so much better after we did. With Policy Genius, you can find life insurance policies that start at just $292 per year
for $1 million of coverage. Some options offer same-day approval and avoid unnecessary medical exams. Even if you already have a life insurance policy through work, it may not offer enough protection for your family's needs, and it may not follow you if you leave your job. So save time and money and provide your family with a financial safety net using Policy Genius. Head to policygenius.com or click the link in the description to get your free life insurance quotes and see how much you could save. That's policygenius.com. I want to tell you about an American-made success story and Black Buffalo's award-winning nicotine pouches. Black Buffalo was built by dippers with decades of smokeless tobacco use. Black Buffalo is all about the history and tradition of dip, but they understand the convenience and discretion modern-day consumers are looking for. Black Buffalo's nicotine pouches give you the versatility to consume discreetly, but keep the ritual with flavors dippers love. Mint, straight, and wintergreen, all proudly made right here in the USA. Tell them, Chili.
The reason I like Black Buffalo pouches is, one, they're very discreet. And what I mean by that is I can throw one in and almost forget it's there. And I prefer the mint pouches.
So if you're 21 or older, consume nicotine or tobacco, and want to join the Black Buffalo herd, head over to blackbuffalo.com to learn more. You can order nicotine pouches online. They ship directly to most states, or check out their store locator to purchase pouches at thousands of retail locations around the country. Black Buffalo Tobacco Alternative, bold flavor, full pouches. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical. Black Buffalo products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of nicotine or tobacco. Being prepared is all about having the right tools. The OnX off-road map and navigation app is the best to find off-road trails and off-grid camping, and to use fully functional GPS when you're out of service. And as we all know, that being out of service is usually where the best places start. Plus, there's color-coded public and private land boundaries, which are super handy for finding off-grid camping. And I said it before, but I want to make sure it sticks. Offline maps. What this means is it allows you to access all interactive land and trail data and custom map markups when you're out of service. Just download the map ahead of time. Your phone's internal GPS gives you full navigation capabilities offline, so you'll always know where you are and how to get home safely. I've been using OnX for many years. I use it, I'm not joking, on a daily basis. There is zero hunting I do without OnX. Go to onxmaps.com and use code MEATEATER to get 20% off your membership today.
Question six, the topic is gear. What outdoor gear company was started in Maine by Leon Leonwood in 1911? What outdoor gear company was started in Maine by Leon Leonwood in 1911?
Brody is just so...
not exactly a game changer kind of question.
Well, it appears as not many other folks know it. What outdoor gear company was started in Maine by Leon Leonwood in 1911?
You don't like this one at all?
I hate it. I hate this question.
Does everybody have an answer?
I like it because I got it right.
Well,
go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Outdoor Research, Logan saying G5, Brody saying LL Bean, LL Bean, LL Bean, LL Bean, LL Bean. They got it.
You know what gave it away for me?
Oh my God, damn it.
Was it the 1911 part? Is that it?
It was the year.
Had nothing to do with Leon Leon.
Leon sold his first 100 pairs of boots by obtaining a list of Maine hunting license holders and sending them flyers. He promised that if they weren't satisfied with the boots purchased from him, he'd give them their money back. This resulted in him refunding 90% of his customers when the rubber boots developed cracks. But he overcame that initial hiccup and went on to create one of the biggest outdoor retail companies in the world.
Oh, what's
that
it called?
I like that story.
Leon Leonwood Bean. Question seven, the topic is hunting. This next great question comes to us via John Ryan. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com.
Wasn't he just in a TV show?
Yeah, I was going to say, isn't that Hunt for Red October? John Ryan?
Don't know. His question.
Jack Ryan.
Oh, Jack Ryan. Very close. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What are the two continents that don't have deer native to them? Huh. What are the two continents that don't have deer native to them?
Do I have to list both of them? Or
you
got to
list both of the continents. Looking for the two continents without native deer. Does everybody have an answer? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying Antarctica and South America. Logan came up with Antarctica. Couldn't think of a second continent. Brody saying Antarctica and Australia. Sean saying the same thing. Cal saying Antarctica and Hawaii. Giannis saying Australia and Antarctica. Tressa doesn't have an answer. The two continents are Australia and Antarctica.
Australia.
Cal, tell me about that Hawaii answer.
I don't know. It just stuck in my head. I don't know.
But
do we agree that's not a continent?
What?
Do we agree that's not a continent?
Yeah, it's not a continent.
Okay. All right. Despite not having any native deer, Australia does have 6 introduced species. Those deer are fallow deer, red deer, sambar deer, rusa deer, hog deer, and access deer. Question 8. The topic is biology. What is the formal name for a scientist who works with insects? What is the formal name for a scientist who works with insects? It's very confident answers so far. Logan, how you feel about this one?
I'm thinking about adding an ologist to the end of something. I'm not going to tell you what.
Okay. Yanni, you know this one?
I think so.
Okay. Sean, who I think is our leader, appears as though you know this one, too.
I'm going with my gut. Now I'm second-guessing myself, but I think I know it.
Do this it. Second-guess yourself.
No.
This is question 8. We'll get a scoreboard update after this.
I just lost my brain. I can't think past that last question. this is like something I squarely know, and I just I'm drawing a blank.
Does everybody have an answer?
Nope.
It's not Bug Doctor, Cal.
Not on this continent.
What is the formal name for a scientist who works with insects? Cal?
Just go.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. Corey saying epologist. Logan saying insectologist. Brody saying entomologist. Sean saying entomologist. Cal without an answer. Giannis saying entomologist, and Tressa without an answer. The correct answer is entomologist.
I knew it started with an E.
Since two-thirds of the world's species are insects, this is one of the largest forms of zoology on the planet. There are nearly 1.3 million known insect species, with about 10,000 new ones being discovered each year. Phil, we have 2 questions left. Give us a scoreboard update.
Sean Weaver is our winner today.
Whoa.
sorry to break that news a little early.
Questions to go. Sean.
Yeah, he's got 7 points, and the next players behind him are Giannis, Cal, and Brody with 4 points apiece.
My goodness. Well, let's see if he can run up the score here.
Well, hold on. He could not get the next 3.
There's
only 2 left. Come on, let's do 3.
No money ball. No money ball in this game. Question 9. The topic is hunting. Queen Elizabeth came under controversy in 2000 when she was caught on camera wringing the neck of what animal? Queen Elizabeth came under controversy in 2000 when she was caught on camera wringing the neck of what animal?
Now, the category is what?
Hunting.
Okay.
Did that question make it in because of her being in the news this week?
Yes, it would not have otherwise.
Her being in the news. Yeah, she did make some headlines.
She did.
Yeah, folks are talking about her.
Would I know the answer if I'd read the Meat Eater article yesterday?
Maybe. Queen Elizabeth came under controversy in 2000 when she was caught on camera wringing the neck of what animal?
Is it bad that I thought some of the memes and videos of like Princess Diana waiting at the gates of heaven were just hilarious.
I think it's fine. I understand she's a divisive character. My favorite was I saw someone say that she was a devout cousin to her husband, which is true. It was her third cousin that she married.
Does everybody have an answer?
Yep.
Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying snake, Logan saying pheasant, Brody saying pheasant, Sean saying pheasant, Cal saying snow leopard. I would love to see it. Yada saying pheasant, and Tressa saying turkey. The correct answer is snow leopard. No, it's pheasant.
Hey, I got a point.
All right.
Count it.
Go.
On the board.
Local tabloids declared her the killer queen for this act and called her, quote, absolutely disgusting. She didn't acknowledge the controversy, but the day after the story dropped, she showed up in church wearing a hat decked out in pheasant feathers, which was basically a big old Michigan hello to her critics. For more on the queen and her hunting exploits, read Jordan Siller's article on themeateater.com called Was Queen Elizabeth II a Badass Hunter?
I'm having a real hard time coming up with what organization Sean's going to donate to.
We got one question left. We can find out after that. Question 10.
Good job, Sean.
The topic is fishing. This next great question comes to us via Jackson Phillips. If you have a question you think is right for Meat Eater Trivia, you can send it to trivia@themeateater.com. What is the name of the tool that fly tires use to hold a spool of thread in place? Thank you. What is the name of the tool that fly tires use to hold a spool of thread in place? Sean, would you say this is your weakest category?
Fly fishing specifically? Probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
You use a lot of duck feathers.
You do.
Yeah. CDC.
Sean, do you know where a CDC feather comes from off a duck?
A CDC?
Called a canard?
Uh-uh.
Come on, Sean.
I'm going to go ahead and guess right behind the wing on the side.
Comes off their ass on their preening gland.
CDC
right, just
feather.
Right in between the preening, just above their preening gland.
Yeah, somewhere on that back end.
Does everybody have an answer for what the name of the tool is that fly tires use to hold a spool of thread in place? Go ahead and reveal your answers. We have Corey saying a bobbin, Logan saying nips, Brody saying bobbin, Sean without an answer, Cal saying bobbin, Giannis saying bobbin, and Tressa saying vice. The correct answer is bobbin. Sean is our winner. 7 or 8, right? 8. Well done. It's an authoritative
ducks everywhere
victory
rejoicing.
On what I consider to be a tough round of questions. So, Sean, what happens next is you decide where the $500 donation goes. So what's it going to be?
Finally, I get to donate to Delta Waterfowl.
Is that what you expected, Brody?
You know, that or Ducks Unlimited.
Mm-hmm. Why Delta? What do you like about them?
Well, I like both, but Delta Waterfowl is just taking a different approach. You know, land management with waterfowl is multifaceted. Ducks Unlimited focuses way more on just increasing the number of acres in duck production, and Delta focuses on doing more with those acres.
So I like it.
Lots of predator trapping and, you know, making good with those acres, making sure we're hitting the 15 ducks per acre.
Did you do a show with some of those guys?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Good way to put it. Well done, Sean. Congrats to Delta Waterfowl. I think that's maybe the first donation they've got from Meat Eater Trivia. And that's it for this episode. Join us next time for more Meat Eater Trivia, the only game show where conservation always wins.
You never want to find yourself out on the water fishing without your essentials. So it's best to always pack a Columbia PFG SolarStream Elite hoodie to protect against the sun. Man, I was just in Hawaii and I had my Columbia PFG SolarStream Elite hoodie with me. And here's the deal. We're in and out of the water all the time, getting in to go spearfishing, getting out, taking the kids to the beach. I'm not going to mess around all day putting sunscreen on, then having to get washed off. I just run a hoodie. Columbia PFG has a lot of great gear. So before you head out on the water, head over to Columbia.com/PFG to shop their performance fishing gear. This show is sponsored in part by BetterHelp. It is a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access
to mental health support that they need, and that meets them where they are and helps them get through challenges. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible. It's simple to use. You can connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.